everyone. What's going on? This is the Noah Gillian Show, and I, of course, am your host, Noah Gillian. So happy you decided to join in today. It is the 28th of March when you'll be listening to this show, and we're going to continue our preview series. We're going to continue in the American League and now talk about the American League West. A little bit more fun than the Central. Joining me again on the show, as always, Khan. What is going on, brother?
Not too much. Ready to talk about one of the more interesting divisions, I think, AL West.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun topics to dive into. So real quick, before we get into that, if you're following on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, give us a 5-star review. I've really helped the podcast grow. Feel free to shoot us a message on any social media platforms. Speaking of the social media platforms and handles, you can find those in the description below for myself and Connors. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. So the first team we're going to talk about is the Los Angeles Angels. Arguably, the two best players in baseball are on this team, and yet they stink.
I think it's undisputably.
Yeah, I think it's at this point, there's some haters with Mike Trout at this point, but regardless, they got Mike Trout, they got Shohei Ohtani, and let's dive into this, Con. Their lineup we can talk about a little bit is good. You know, they got some good options in their lineup. Obviously, with Trout and Ohtani is ridiculous. They have some other good ancillary pieces. But their end all be all has been their rotation and their pitching. It has just been atrocious, even with the greatness of Shohei Ohtani. And one guy I wanted to talk about to start off is Reed Detmers. A lot of guys, especially in the fantasy industry, love Reed Detmers. He was struggling last year, went down to AAA, came back, ended up throwing a harder slider. I think he's pumping his slider about 90 miles an hour now. He's got a lot more velo on his fastball as well. And he's been tabbed as a breakout guy by a lot of fantasy guys, a lot of baseball guys in general, former first round pick. Excuse me. So I think if he can continue those gains and really, really take a step forward on top of Ohtani, they also go out and they sign Tyler Anderson from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who had a really, really good year last year, somehow was an all-star over Zach Wheeler. I don't want to talk about that, but he was an all-star last year. Great year for the Dodgers. So when you squint, you might be able to see a decent rotation there. But other than that, there's not like a ton to love. Let's just dive into the Angels here, Con. What's your feeling on Are we going to see Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs this year? I guess
I hope so, man.
I hope so, man.
It's going to be tough. I like some pieces, like you said, outside of them. Taylor Ward's a guy who you want to look at his Statcast page. There's a whole lot of red on that Statcast page. You're talking about a guy who hit 23 homers last year, 280 average, 360 OBP. His X slug was 89th percentile. He's got an 86 percentile barrel rate. He's just a good hitter. I wouldn't be surprised to see him hit 30 homers this year in that lineup. Really, really liked Taylor Ward this year. I'm interested to see how Rendon looks. Apparently
Anthony Rendon, yep, big money signing a couple years ago.
Yeah, fully healthy for the first time in a couple years now. Brandon Drury, a guy who will probably regress a little bit, had a great year last year, but still solid, can hit for some average in that lineup. Hunter Renfro was an acquisition, who another guy who could hit 30 homers. I mean, you look at the lineup and they could have four guys with 30 home runs. I mean, Ward, yeah. Trout, Ohtani, and Renfro all could hit 30.
Yeah.
And the pitching rotation, like you said, I think that top four is probably the best top four they've had in recent memory.
Right. And Patrick Sandoval, solid.
Love Sandoval. Detmers, you talked about, has been really, really good this spring. A lot of people think he's going to take a big jump. I kind of agree. And then Tyler Anderson, 15-5 last year, 2.57 ERA for the Dodgers. Even if he falls back to a 3.57 ERA, that's good. Like, you'll take it.
Yeah. So, they're projecting him for a 4.32. So yep. We'll see what kind of regression there. Two more names I just did want to touch on real quick. Jared Walsh was dealing with a little thoracic outlet syndrome, the Markel Fultz
syndrome.
Shout out Markel Fultz. Side note on Markel, 5 years ago today, we were at the Denver game. We saw the return of Markel Fultz. Total side note, but saw that came up. That was a good little piece That's of memory. But
we were in the car on I-95. Yeah.
Found out on the way. That was a crazy time in history. But Jared Walsh, big power guy, not the best average, but might be playing a little bit of outfield this year as well. Projected for 20 homers, so we'll see there. Also, Logan Ohapi, former Philly prospect, was our best hitting prospect in the Phillies organization. Should be the everyday catcher. He's probably going to split time with Max Stassi, but Ohapi's definitely the better hitter. So, you know, David Fletcher, he hits for good average. Their lineup is good, and I think their pitching is good. The bullpen, I don't love, but that's something you can fix at the deadline. So I think that's interesting. Let me get the win total on the Angels.
We have 82.5.
They went 73-89 last year. So you're talking about a 9-win improvement. No, for real, though. You're talking about a 9-win improvement.
Yep.
We've been talking about some teams who, you know, talk about 4 or 5 wins in either direction. 9 wins is a lot. They're thinking about a big-time jump in that. What do you think? 82.5.
I want to like them, but, like, I like the Mariners and the Astros better, as we're going to get to. So,
and I like another team maybe just as much.
Exactly. It's tough. It's tough. I want them to hit the over, but I can't put my money on it.
And I think what you have to think about with the Angels is probably not the division, right? When you're in a division with the Astros, so you got to look at the wild card. You're talking about teams you're going to have to be competing with, like the Blue Jays, maybe the Yankees, maybe the Rays, you know. Obviously, the AL Central probably isn't going to get a wild card team, but you're talking about there's a couple teams in this division. So I think they might sneak into the sixth team, the last wild card slot. But I think that is, like, unfortunately, like, that's the upside of this team. And I think that's kind of sucks. A side note on the Angels, they did send your boy Joe Adell down to the minors. So, you know, that's a tough,
I'm aware. Yeah.
That's a tough pill to
swallow.
They can
use a young power bat like that in the out.
Yeah. All right. So that'll kind of wrap up our Angels talk, unless there's anything else. There's anything else you want to get to. Yeah, I don't think there's too much. Pretty much is what it is at this point. We'll see, health permitting, how good they can be. Let's get to the defending World Series champions. All right, let's talk about the Houston Astros here. Obviously, the defending champs have a ridiculously stacked lineup, but a little bit more uncertainty than usual with their pitchers. So real quick, let's just run through their lineup. They did make a big addition. I think Jeremy Peña is the replacement Carlos Correa. He had a great year last year as a rookie. He's just going to take bigger and bigger strides. Kyle Tucker, one of the best hitters in all of baseball. Alex Bregman, one of the best hitters in all of baseball. Jordan Alvarez, maybe the best hitter in all of baseball. And then they go out and they sign Jose Abreu, who has been the face of the franchise for the White Sox for the last 8-9 years. You know what I mean? So they have a ridiculous, and I didn't even say Jose Altuve, who got hit in the thumb in the World Baseball Classic. He had to get surgery. He's going to miss multiple months, maybe. So that is a big loss for their team, but they can sustain that in April and May. So their lineup is going to be ridiculous. We don't need to worry about that. Let's talk about the rotation, Con, because I think that is the biggest thing. Justin Verlander, Cy Young last year in the AL at 40 years old. He goes to the New York Mets. We'll talk about him in the NL preview. But let's talk about the rotation here for the Astros.
I don't have any worries about the rotation.
None.
No. Framber Valdez just consistently gets it done. You want to talk about guys projected with innings, 195 for Framber. Christian Javier, who was elite last year, 166. God. If he can throw 166, I mean, he can even regress a little and he'll be great.
Right.
Jose Urquidy in the three, not going to light the world on fire, but if he can give you 155 innings, he's a middle rotation starter, maybe a four. And then Luis Garcia, love Luis Garcia. He just flies under the radar, projected 156 innings. And then the fifth starter right now with Lance McCullers starting the season on the injured list, prospect Hunter Brown, who came up last year, looked good in limited game action last year, and he was a top prospect. I have no issue with the pitching staff.
Okay, you sold me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. You sold me. Their Urquidy is is
he's
the,
solid. He's
he's
solid.
Solid, right? Is where I have a little bit. I'm interested to see how Luis Garcia adjusts with the pitch clock, how he adjusts his windup. I'm also interested in how Framber Valdez pitches this year with the shift rules, because obviously a sinker ball pitcher relies on the ground ball a lot. Obviously, he's very, very good. I mean, they project him for a 3.25 ERA. Like, this guy, and the 181 strikeouts. This guy gets Ks. I'm just saying, I'm interested in that. I'm interested to see where that goes. I love Javier, too. I think Christian Javier is an absolute stud. I mean, he started the combined no-hitter in the World Series last year. He also started the combined no-hitter against the Yankees, I believe, earlier in the year. So, this guy's an absolute stud. And then, yeah, Hunter Brown and Lance McCullers Jr., I think, are a good tandem. I think they'll kind of piggyback off each other this year. Their bullpen, still really, really good. Ryan Pressly, one of the best closers in the game. Rafael Montero, great acquisition from the Mariners a couple years ago. Hector Neris, shout out Hector. He's in the thing. Brian Abreu, Ryan Stanek, Phil Maton, like, they are deep. I think this team should be the favorite to repeat in this division. I think they're one of the favorites in the American League. And I don't see, we've talked about all American League teams now up to this point. There's not a team I would take over the Astros going into this year. There's just not.
Well, Vegas agrees with you because their win total was a lofty 95.5, which is still, I believe,
over
four wins below what they have, 99.
Oh, no, they had 106 last year.
Now, Altuve's out, so it probably jumped down a little bit.
Right, but they bring in Abreu. And we're talking about Jose Altuve. Let's talk about Michael Brantley is missing, is technically on the injured list right now. 300 hitter. You know, yeah. Dusty Baker said, listen, if Michael Brantley's healthy, he's in the two hole. And if Dusty Baker's saying that, I should tell you all I needed about Michael Brantley. And we obviously know about Michael Brantley. He's been in the league since for the last 12 years. I'm just saying, like, there's guys out. Over. That's my best bet.
All right.
So that's what I'm talking about. I think there's a lot of good stuff there. They also got some prospect coming up too. Corey Lee, one of their top prospects, going to be a backup catcher for them. Like, they got some guys who are going to contribute. So I think that's really, really interesting to watch and see how they play. So I think that was that's a good thing. Over wins for the Astros. Let's move on to the Oakland Athletics here. We don't have to spend too much time. They only won 60 games last year. Or they're projected for 60 games, I think I might have up here.
They won 60, yeah.
Okay. You want to take the lead here?
Actually, maybe they didn't win 60.
I think I have the projections because they have a 0.9% chance to make the playoffs, and I think that's too high. Like, what about this team screams anything like?
I agree. I think the 0.9 is too high. It should be like.
Let's play a game. Give me one hitter you're excited about on the A's this year. One hitter.
You're gonna laugh. That's why.
Don't say Laureano. No. He's off the table.
Connor Capel.
Okay. Who is that?
I'm serious.
Okay, a fifth rounder.
I don't have much. I know that he's a good contact hitter. He's got a good hit tool. He's not a guy who's going to come in and hit 20 home runs. Don't expect him to do that, but he's got a pretty good hit tool. He gets on base, pretty good walk rate, and he might even be able to steal a few bags. He was pretty productive in the minor leagues. I don't know what we're not going to have much to talk about. So I'm going to look up his minor league stats and give you a little bit of,
all right, let me talk about the rotation for a few minutes while you pull up some numbers. That's the only thing I'm even like relatively excited about. Ken Waldichuk, they acquired him in the trade along with JP Sears from the Yankees last year for Frankie Montas. Waldichuk's really struggled with his control and the like, but I think him and Sears, it's fun to bet on these young guys who could potentially get a chance. Shintaro Fujinami, they purchased from Japan in January. He's got nasty stuff. See how he goes. I'm a sucker for Kyle Muller. I have him on my dynasty team. I think he could be a big part of this rotation. But outside of that, I'm not loving a lot of what else I see, but there is some fun arms in this rotation, I will say.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm definitely excited to see Fujinami. We'll see how Waldachuk looks.
They picked up Trevor May, and you know, even on these even on these bad teams, you know, there is I was going to say shitty teams. Even on these bad teams, you will find a reliever, get some saves, because even though they might get 60 wins, like, they're not blowing teams out. That's the thing, I think. You know, like, as a side note, like, with bad teams, people think, well, their closers are never going to be, you know, useful because they suck. They don't win that many games. But, like, they're not going to blow teams out. So the games they do win are going to be 1-2-3-run wins. So that's why I do think Trevor May, for fantasy people listening, is an interesting guy to potentially keep tabs on. But other than that, I mean, they signed Yuri's Familia as one of their big signings for the bullpen. So,
yeah, Connor Capel, I mean, he's got 64 career homers in the minors, over a 360 OBP in the minors last year, 10 homers, stole 21 bags in AAA last year. So maybe with the rule changes this year, some bigger bags, he could, if he gets playing time, he could hit 10 homers and steal 20 bags. So Connor Capel. All right.
I appreciate you showing a little bit of positive light. I think there's two things. There's two more things just to mention and to watch. Ramon Laureano will be traded at the deadline this year. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes. Also, Esteri Ruiz, if they let him run and they let him actually steal as many bags as he wants, he could lead the league in stolen bases. So Esteri Ruiz, we'll keep an eye on that. Ramon Laureano at the deadline, we'll keep an eye on that. And that's enough of the A's. Let's move on. Under.
60 and a half.
Under. 60 and a half is low.
Did we determine what they had last year?
Yeah, let me look it up. A's wins 2022.
They had 60.
60 on the dot.
Yeah.
I would take the over, but expect them to win 61 games. Like, that's what I would expect. 62
yeah.
games.
They'll win 61. Yeah.
I don't know. Regardless, let's move on. I'm done talking about it. Let's talk about a lot more fun team. The Seattle Mariners, they broke their playoff drought last year. I think it was the first time in the last 20 years they made the playoffs, and it was all on the back of superstar Julio Rodriguez. Let me just get a quick round of applause for Julio Rodriguez, an absolute stud. He's going to be one of the faces of the league pretty soon. But the Mariners did not rest on their laurels. They went out and they made a couple lineup moves this year. They went out and they traded for Colton Wong, a platinum glove level defender at second base. He's going to probably lead off. He's going to platoon maybe at the second base position. They also went out and they traded for Teoscar Hernandez, which is the big trade they made this year. He's going to slot right into the cleanup slot for them. Projected 30 homers, 10 steals. Not a lot of guys that are doing that. So he's going to be a big thing. And then AJ Pollock in the DH, just like a really solid free agent pickup for a contending team. I think those additions, along with the steps of Julio Rodriguez, Ty France is just he's just a solid 275, 20 homers. You know, obviously you'd like to have someone a little bit better than that, but he's really, really good. Eugenio Suarez, I'm pretty sure he has he's top five in home runs in the entire MLB in the last 5 years. So you got that guy. You got the big dumper behind the plate, Cal Raleigh. You're really good at the catcher. And then my boy in left field, Jared Kelenic, is absolutely tearing up the spring. We'll see if he can actually realize his prospect pedigree and show out this year, but he's got to learn to hit a fastball first at the major league level. Talk to me about the Mariners, Connor, and where they go this season after they build on their 90-win playoff appearance 2022.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Mariners. You hit on a lot of the hitters. So I guess I'll kind of move into the pitching, and I love the pitching.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, they go out and acquire Luis Castillo last year. That's just a huge sign. I mean, ace. He's a one or a two in this league right now. That changeup is just absolutely elite. He's projected 194 innings. He's pretty durable. He strikes guys out. Really, really like him. Robbie Ray, who they had signed the year before after coming off his Cy Young year, obviously regressed a little bit, came back down to earth. Still a fine starter. He's good for a two or a three in a rotation. And then they got two young guys, Logan Gilbert, who looked great last year year with a 3.2 ERA. He might even regress a little bit back in that category, but really like his outlook long-term. And George Kirby, man, I am all in on George Kirby. Really, really like him. He's a guy who you want to talk about controls the zone, 96 percentile walk rate. He is not walking guys, and it's not like he's getting hit hard either. So he's a guy who he can get strikeouts. He gets soft contact. I really like Kirby. I think he breaks out this year. I think if he's your, I mean, they have him as the fifth starter behind Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez is not very good.
He eats innings though.
He does. But if my point being, if George Kirby's your fourth or fifth starter, you're doing something right. So
I love this rotation. I think that this might be the best rotation in the division. I think it's not crazy to say that. All the points you mentioned are totally fair. They have a legit ace in Castillo, and then Kirby and Gilbert, I think, are going to take a step above Robbie Ray. And then if Robbie Ray, I mean, you talk about if Gilbert and Kirby take that step and then Robbie Ray's your four. I mean, come on. And then as we kind of wrap up their pitching staff, let's talk about the bullpen real quick, because they got two guys. Their closer more than likely is going to be Paul Sewald. Had a great year, projected for, you know, a number of saves, a really good ERA. But let me talk about Andrés Muñoz real quick, because this is a guy I picked up in our Dynasty League when he was on the Padres. I dropped him, whatever. He ended up getting traded to the Mariners. Let me just throw some numbers at you. He's in the 92nd percentile in average exit velocity allowed, the 99th percentile in average expected batting average, expected slug. He's in the 99th percentile in K percentage, 100th percentile in fastball velocity, 99th percentile in whiff percentage. So, like, I'm throwing all these numbers at you that he's in the top 1% of the league, and he's not even their closer to start the year. So I think you got those two guys. You also got a guy in Diego Castillo. You got one of their top prospects in Matt Brash, who just has legit stuff, doesn't know where he's throwing it. So he should be a good reliever. I don't know. I love this team. If they were in any other division, I would love this team even more. And honestly, their lineup, I don't love it, but they have Julio, so that makes up for it a little bit. But the pitching, I think, is elite. You could argue that the pitcher top to bottom, I think, could argue the best in the entire American League. So let me get their win total, and let's talk a little bit more about the Mariners here.
Yeah, so right before I give the win total, they got some guys coming up. I was just going to say,
let's talk about the prospects too after that. No, we can talk about them too.
All right. So, well, I'm just going to start with the one, Harry Ford, who showed up in the World Baseball Classic.
For Great Britain.
Yep, Great Britain. He is very good. Catcher for them right now. Could move off the position. Played in single A last year, but he's got power. He's got speed. And he just played against some of the top players in the world and held his own.
Definitely held his own.
So I really, really like Harry Ford, like his outlook. Not going to go too deep, but another guy, pitcher, who's kind of a sleeper, is Bryce Miller. Pitched at the double-A level last year. He could get a look this summer if an injury happens, or if even, say, Marco Gonzalez underperforms. He's a guy who, if he pitches well, he's probably going to start the year in triple-A. If he pitches well, he could get called up this summer, and he's more than capable. So
yeah, I like Emerson Hancock too, another young pitcher, probably a little closer in terms of debuting, but still, like, they have some arms coming up. Harry Ford is probably a couple years away, but if they move him off the position, he could be up sooner than that. So they got a couple guys coming up, interesting there. So what's the total there?
87.5.
High, but I like it.
They had 90, you just said.
Yeah, I know. So, like, they're gonna play the eight. See, the thing though, we didn't mention this in the rule change episode, but you play less teams against your division this year, and you're going to play the entire league instead of just a select number of teams in the opposite league. So 87.5. I don't love it, but I'll take the over. You know what I mean?
Like, close one.
What's the odds on the division?
I mean, the Astros are the heavy favorites.
They gotta be. Yeah. Minus money, probably minus 200 something. But like, if you were feeling risky,
minus 175, Mariners are plus 320.
Yeah.
That's juicy.
Yeah, it's juicy for sure. But
I like the over wins, I think.
Yeah, I think I like the over wins, 87.5, even if they only win 88, 89. Like, I think that's like a safe range for them. So I like that. And yeah, I think we're really high on the Mariners' future specifically, too. A lot of young guys and a lot of good
Hey,
pitchers.
I'm going to be completely honest. If I remember correctly, and not just me, I think we all did, we bought Mariner stock on this first annual, on the premier
Damn right, Con. Damn
on
right.
the MLB preview pod. We said, this Mariners team, give it a year or two, they're going to be competing for the playoffs. And it took them 1 year and they won 90 games last year. So
damn right. And I will give a shout out. I will give a shout out to you. Before last year, I was hyping Kalanick and you came on here and I think we were talking off the pod. You said Julio, you're like, dude,
he's
he looks like a combination of like Pujols and Cabrera when I'm watching.
That
I'm
was
like,
what I
I'm
said.
Like, shut
I said,
the hell up, dude. I'm like, shut
Miguel.
up. And all of a sudden, Julio looks like one of the best players in baseball. So all I'm saying is if you're listening to the preview pod on the No Gillian show, you're getting heaters is all I'm saying.
Yep.
So that's
you win
that's
some, you
awesome
lose
pick.
Some, but
yeah, sometimes
you're gonna
you
hear both. You're gonna hear both. We talk about the Tigers, we talk about the Julio Rodriguez and the Mariners. So
I was about to say, sometimes you're gonna pick the Tigers to win the division, and sometimes you love Julio. So
yeah.
So let's move on a little bit. The last team here in the American League West is a team that this is the one team I was mentioning who is going to be a thorn in the Angel side this year, the Texas Rangers. They went out and they dropped money this offseason and they really went out and spent some. So I'll talk about the free agents and if you want to talk about the lineup, we'll get into that. So free agent wise, they went out and they signed arguably the biggest name on the market, Jacob DeGrom. Arguably, not arguably, the best pitcher in baseball when healthy, Jacob DeGrom. They also went out and they signed Nathan Eovaldi from the Boston Red Sox, and they went out and signed Andrew Heaney from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who has always been loved by like the metrics, but just has always kind of struggled with home runs and, you know, whatever the case may be. They add those three to Martin Perez and John Gray to round out the rotation. But free agency wise, they also added Robbie Grossman. He's probably going to play every day in left field. You know, he might get, you know, moved out a little bit with some other guys. Leody Taveras, one specifically that I'm not even seeing on here, but oh, he's injured. Strained oblique early. Okay. So he's going to definitely get some run, Leody Taveras. But free agency wise, those are their main guys. They also signed Will Smith to enter their bullpen. So they went out and they addressed some needs. But I think what everybody's so excited about, Connor, is their lineup and what they could potentially offer.
Yeah, I really like the lineup on paper, particularly the top five in the lineup. Simeon's a guy who seems like he's kind of had this power resurgence as his career's gone on, and he has shown no signs of slowing down. A guy I like a lot is Corey Seager. I know he just another guy who you look at his Statcast page, there's a lot of red, 86th percentile on average exit velocity, 78th in hard hit percentage, just hits the ball really hard every time he hits it, pretty much. Nathaniel Lowe, guy I got on my fantasy team, had a good year last year, got a little bit lucky. We talked about that BABIP stat in one of our earlier podcast. He had a super high BABIP last year. I believe it was like 350 or 360.
Right, you said the average was around 300, right?
That average is around 300. So he's probably going to regress a little bit, but still a guy who's going to give you 20 plus homers with some good slugging numbers. Adolis Garcia, power speed guy, 20 homers, 20 steals, one of about 10 or 15 guys in the league who can do that. Mm-hmm. And then I know you love this guy. I'll let you talk about him a little bit. Josh Jung, a third baseman who's gonna looks like he got the job this year. He had a broken foot last year, I believe. I think he did, and he missed
thought
time.
It was a year. Shoulder injury.
I swear it was a foot, but I could be wrong.
Regardless, he missed a lot of time.
He would have played last year, is my point.
He would have broke camp with the team, got injured, missed some time, and then when he came back, didn't really look great. I think he was still dealing with some ill effects of the injury.
It was a shoulder, yeah.
It was a shoulder. Okay, he was still dealing with some ill effects from the injury. Still hit 5 home runs in 102 plate appearances. Only hit 204, 235 OBP. But I think everybody, all the evaluators that kind of watched him last year said that was more the outlier than the norm of what he's shown throughout his career. And you already talked about the top four guys. I think he can be a very, very good complement to those guys as well in the fifth, extend the lineup a little bit, and just really, really be a solid big league contributor. They're projecting him for 20 homers. They're projecting five guys on this team for over 20 homers. And they're really expecting a lot out of Young. They took him eighth overall in the 2019 draft. So I think along with that, you know, the other additions they made, you know, I think I like the Rangers a lot, man. I think Seager's going to have a big year. I think he's going to have a really big year. Simeon, he's going to do what he does, probably hit 25 homers, steal 20 bags. And Lowe and Garcia, like you mentioned, you already touched on them. But it's going to come down to the rotation. It's going to come down to especially the health of the rotation, because DeGrom and Eovaldi, slotted in as their top two, have not been the most healthy guys. Also, another guy on their team, Jake Odorizzi, you know, they traded for him in November last year after the season got out. You know, he's another guy's dealing with something right now, but he's a solid guy. Their bullpen, not a ton. You know, Jose Leclerc has always been that guy you dream on, but he's always been injured. So I think the bullpen is the area of concern that they're going to need to address. But we talk about this team, if healthy, big if healthy, they have a high upside. I think they could contend for a wild card slot.
I agree. And like, the health is just a huge concern with
it. Huge, man.
Like you talked about it a little bit, even their fourth and fifth starters, they have John Gray and Andrew Heaney. John Gray's even battled some injury stuff. I like John Gray a lot this year. Guy who just gets a lot of soft contact. He throws the ball hard. Really, really like him. And then Andrew Heaney was, they just got him this offseason, who looked really good last year in limited action for the Dodgers because he was injured all the time. Right. But he looked really good last year. So, the health of the pitching is going to determine how this team does.
I do like – they're all veterans, though. I mean, all have at least 7 years of service time in the big. So, like, they all understand how to pitch. Yep. And they all kind of understand – Texas is also a pretty good pitcher's park ever since it's been built the last couple of years. So I don't know. I like the Rangers. Where are they at?
The one guy I'm not worried about is Martin Perez.
No, he'll be solid.
They are at 82.5, dead even with the Los Angeles Angels.
And they won 68 games last year, and they're projected for 82.5.
Yep.
So heads up, who do you think has more wins, the Angels or the Rangers? Like I tend
to know what
lean.
I'm going to say. I think it's silly to just assume that all of those pitchers are going to stay healthy. I'm going to take the Angels.
That's fair. I think
they prove me wrong. They prove me wrong. I'm betting with what I've seen. I'll take the Angels.
Yeah. The only argument really have is health, because the Angels have a pitcher who can pitch probably almost as good as DeGrom. Let's call it what it is. Otani's one of the best. And then they have two hitters who are better than anybody in the Rangers lineup, in Otani as well, and Trout. So I think it's interesting. I think I'll take the Angels too. I think the Rangers are going to probably win 10 more games than they did last year, which is a huge improvement. But I do think it's the Angels who heads up are going to be a little bit better there. So wrapping up, Con, I guess let's just do our breakout stars. We've been doing this throughout the pod. Let me get your breakout hitter, or breakout player in general, in the AL West.
All righty. Let's go with
Bolton, what was his name?
I don't have one on hand. Let's go
You want me to go first?
I'm just going to go George Kirby. I'm going to stick with what I said. I think that guy's going to just take an absolutely huge jump this year, I think. I think George Kirby will, if he's not starting opening day next year, he'll be the starter in the second day of the season behind Castillo. That's my prediction.
Castillo is under contract for a few years there too, so they're going to be set up for success. I love that pick. Someone compared him to Aaron Nola, and while he does have a little bit more velo than Nola, but I love the comp. I love the comp. It was actually the Fantasy Toolshed pod, Eric Cross, made that comp. And I actually absolutely love it. So That's a great comp. My breakout guy, who it might be silly because we won the World Series MVP last year, but I think Jeremy Peña like is going to take the next step and like demand to be hitting at the top of the lineup for the Astros. If not, you know, high up, you know, regardless, maybe Kyle Tucker jumps to two and he sits in the five. But I think Jeremy Peña is going to establish himself as a big piece of the Astros future. So I like Peña. I think that's going to be my breakout star. You sure you didn't want to go with the Athletic?
Yeah, I'm good. I like Taylor Ward too. I talk yeah. about him a lot on the Angels.
Right,
I
mean, right.
I think he hits 30 homers this year.
All right. I like the wrap up there. And then yeah, that's going to do it for the AL West. That's going to do it for the American League. You can be sure to look out for the rest of the National League previews as the week goes on. We're going to be looking to record that on Tuesday night. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I believe when this goes, the day this goes live is when we'll be recording that night. So definitely keep an eye out for the National League. But for that, that's going to wrap up our American League talk for today. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, feel free to shoot us any messages on our social media handles. Those handles are in the description below on YouTube. Subscribe if you're listening on podcast wise, give us a 5-star review. And yeah, definitely appreciate you riding along with us, and be sure to check out the National League when it comes out. But other than that, thank you guys again for tuning in, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here again next time.